Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Okay, what did we learn in Mishnah Gimel? We learned about Mi'ilah. We learned that if someone has a Na, the value of a Shavu Pruta. From Hegdash, he has to bring a carbon Mi'ilah. He has to add a fifth. He has to pay the Karen. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that the halachis of Mi'ilah are Negeya only to a carbon that cannot be eaten by anyone, even Kaihanim. So that's true for all carbon oilas that can't be eaten by anyone, even Kaihanim, because it's burnt on the Mizbeach. And it's true for a carbon chatas, which becomes pasul. But a carbon that could be eaten by Kaihanim, for that there is no meal. Zakta Mishnah. Let's take a look at the following case. Oila sa'if, sha'salamata fakayin. Processed in oila sa'if. Remember, oila up, oif bird, oila sa'if supposed to be on top. He put the blood, limata, underneath the red line that divides the mizbeach. And that's not the only mistake that he made. Kemaisa chatos, he treated it like a carbon chatos. He sprinkled the blood, did not squeeze it. L'shem chatos, he had a mind that it's l'shem chatos. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, says, Mayalamba, there's mila. You said before, we said, that a carbon oila has mila. As long as it never becomes mutter for the kaihanim, it has mi'ilah. So, l'maisa, this is a carbon oila. For whatever reason, he treated it like a chatas. I don't know why, but no one took off the oila from it. So there's mi'ilah. Rabbi Yeshua says, ein mayalimba. Rabbi Yeshua holds, although the Mishnah, this is how the Gemara explains, the Mishnah doesn't learn this way now, but I'm telling you what the Gemara is going to tell us. Rabbi Yeshua holds, for whatever reason, he treated it like a chatas. If he treated it like a chatas, it has the halachis of a chatas. And a chatas doesn't have mi'ilah, because a regular chatas could be eaten by kohanim. The reason Rabbi Yeshua holds that way is because Lamaisa, he did everything like a chatas. So it should have the halachis of a chatas, which... And by a chatas, there's no mi'ilah. Because by a regular chatas, the kohanim eventually can eat the meat, so there's no mi'ilah. The Mele here too, because he treated it mamish like a chatas, side with his action, side with his kavana, it should have the halachis of a chatas, which does not have mi'ilah, as I halt Rabbi Yehoshua. And now we're going to have, which we don't have too many times in Mishnayos, but it does happen from time to time, a debate. Normally debates are in Gemaras, not in Mishnayos. We've had this before in Mishnayos, and we're going to have it, I think, more times in Masechet Zevachim. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, who says, my alinba, said to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that this oila sa'if that was treated like a chatas and intent was like a chatas, that ain't my alinba. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im chatas. Let's make a kavachim. Ma'adach a regular karma chatas. She'ain my alinba l'shma. A chatas that was brought l'shem chatas. And he did everything properly. So he said, anytime the kohen can eat the meat, there's no mi'ilah. But despite that, kishashina shema, let's say you take a chatas and you offer it as a carbon oila, what happens? It becomes pasul. So the kohen can't eat the meat. And therefore, suddenly, mayalimba. So again, we're taking something where be'etzim, it doesn't have mi'ilah. Chatas does not have a mi'ilah. But if you change it, it has mi'ilah. So oila, if you take a carbon oila, shemayalimba l'shma, where normally it has mi'ilah. So kishashina shma, when you change it, ain't it? Didn't shouldn't we say for sure she yamalibot should have mila? Something that doesn't have mila to start with, but by changing it, it has mila. So the oila which has mila to start with, so by changing it, it should for sure have mila. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Loi, no. Imamarta bechatas. You know why by a karm chatas, if you change it, it has mila? Shashina shma l'shem oila, because you changed it to an oila. So Shekin Shina Shema, you changed it Ludovish Yesh by Mila to something that has Mila. And Oila has Mila. Anytime the Kaihanim can't eat the meat, there's Mila. Time about you're gonna say the same thing for an Oila Shashina Shema Lashem Khatas that you changed it for a Khatas? A Khatas doesn't have Mila, because the Kaihanim could eat the meat. Shekin Shina Shema, so you changed it Ludovish Aim by Mila to something that doesn't have Mila. I'm gonna repeat again Rabbi Eliezer's Kalvachoima and Rabbi Yeshua's response. Now in the Gemara, there's a lot of discussions here. how Rabbi Eliezer thought Rabbi Yeshua's shita works out, and how Rabbi Yeshua thought Rabbi Eliezer's shita works out. But let's just try to get the pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says something that starts out with no milah, like a chatas. When you change it, it gets milah. So in oiler, it starts out with milah. Of course, when you change it, it should have milah. So Rabbi Yeshua, that's not the way it works. Depends what you're changing it to. If you take a chatas and you change it to an oiler, which has milah, so there's milah. If you take an oily, you change it to a chatas, which doesn't have milah, so there's no milah. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer, answered back, Rei Katshei Kaddishim. Take the whole class of korbanos of Katshei Kaddishim, like an oila, a asha, a chatas. Now we know they're supposed to be shechted on the north side of the Yazara, Shechitasi Betzafen. He goes, and what does he do? He shechts it on the south side. Sheshechatan Badorim. Not only that, he thinks his intent is also that it's Kadshei Kalim, not Kadshei Kaddishim. So he takes a carbon which is Kadshei Kaddishim, shechts it in the wrong place, and then thinks it's a carbon shlam which is Kadshei Kalim. Kadshei Kalim don't have me'ila with the meat. They have me'ila with the emer, with the pot that goes up in the Mizbeach, but as far as the meat goes, by Kadshei Kalim there's no me'ila. It's considered like the property of the bialim. So, Tainas Rabbi Eliezer, what did he do? He took something which has me'ila, Kachi Kaddishim has me'ila, changed it both by his actions, he shechted bedarim, and by his machshavah to something that does not have me'ila. What's the halacha of Mayalamba? There's still me'ila by these karbanas, by these Kachi Kaddishim karbanas that were shechted in the wrong place and with the wrong machshavah. So, you, Rabbi Yeshua, you, Tainas, whenever you shechted, you change it for something that doesn't have me'ila, it loses its me'ila. Look at this. We changed it from Kaddishei Kaddishim to Kaddishei Kalim. There's something that doesn't have milah on the meat. And there still is milah. So if that's the case, Av Ata. So you too, Rabbi Yeshua. Al Tatama. Don't be surprised, Al Oila, about this carbon Oila. That was processed like a chatas with the intention of a chatas. She'afalpi she'shino ha'shema l'dover she'ein by milah. Even though we changed it to a chatas which doesn't have milah, Shiyumalaba, there still should be Me'ila. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Yeshua said, Loi, no, this is not a raya. You can't bring a raya from Kaddishei Kaddishim that was processed both b'maisa and b'machshava for Kaddishei Kalim. That's not the same as an oilas ha'oif that was processed as a chatas ha'oif with the intent that it should be a chatas. Im amarta, you can say b'kaddishei kaddishim in regard to the karbonis in the Kaddishei Kaddishim class again. Oyla chatas en osham, sheshechatan badoran. He shechted them on the wrong side, on the south side. They're supposed to be shechted b'tzafayin. Ushchatan l'shem kaddishim kalim. He shechted them as if they were kaddishim kalim. Shekein shino eshaman. He changed them. B'dover sheyesh by iser v'heter to something which has parts that are aser and parts that are mutter. You can't make a blanket statement that Kaddishei Kalim have no me'ila. The meat of Kaddishei Kalim have no me'ila. The part that goes up on the Mizbeach does have me'ila. So true, he changed it from Kaddishei Kaddishim to Kaddishei Kalim. Certain parts have me'ila, certain parts don't. The meat, let's say, of a shlam does not have me'ila, but the part that goes up on the Mizbeach does. So you didn't totally change it to something that has no me'ila at all. Taima, can you say the same? Ba'oila. In regard to an oila sa'if shashino eshema, you changed it to something bedavar shakulay heter. He processed it like a chatas, thinking it was a chatas. A chatas has no me'ila at all. There's no me'ila by a chatas ha'oif. It doesn't exist. Okay, so quickly, chazring over. An oila sa'if that was processed wrong place, below the chutas sukkah as opposed to on top. He did it like a chatas. Sprinkled instead of squeezing it. And he did it l'shem chatas. Both Maisa and Machshava were l'shem chatas, even though it's an oila sa'if. Rabbi Eliezer says there is a mi'ila. Rabbi Yeshua says, ain my alamba. There's no mi'ila. Tainer Rabbi Eliezer, ma'adach hakar mechatas. Where when you do it right, there's no mi'ila. But if you change it to an oila, there is mi'ila. So originally, if you do it right, there's no mi'ila. If you change it, there is mi'ila. So a carbon oil that to start with, there's me'ila. Of course, when you change it, there should be me'ila. Rabbi Shua's response, it depends what you change it for. You change the chatas from something that has milah to an oiler that doesn't have milah. But if you change an oiler to a chatas, so you change it into something that does not have milah. Can't just say any change works the same, depends what you're changing it for. Really, says Rabbi Eliezer, kachay kadashim, have milah by the meat, and if you shecht it in the wrong place, and had in mind that it's kadashay kalim, so you changed it to something that does not have milah on the meat, and despite that there is milah, so the same should be true for the oila that's changed for a chatas, even though you changed it to something that doesn't have milah, there should still be milah. Tainu Rabbi Yeshua, wait a second. Kadashay kadashim, that was shecht l'shem kadashay kalim, is not completely changing it to something that no milah exists by. It's true, there's no milah by the meat of kadashay kalim. But there is milah on the emer, the guap, and the mizbeach. But if you take a carbon oila and change it for a bird chatas where there's no milah at all, by no part of it, over there, taka, there shouldn't be milah? Really? Well, the Gemara says, Yeshua could have answered something totally different. Yeshua could have said that if you take an oila sa'if and you think it's a chatas and you process it like a chatas, it becomes a chatas. It's a whole different lundis. If I hold it becomes a chatas, so a chatas has milah, but that's what the Gemara says. Yeshua was just answering according to Rabbi Eliezer's question. He was responding to the Kal V'Chomer.